This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Here we go. It's hour number one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We are live at Hurtado in Mansfield. Come on by. We'd love to see you. Have some delicious barbecue. Pick up a G-Bag Nation Scylla Artois glass and fellowship with us. General at your service. Salute to you. Brian Broaddus is in Oxnard. A good afternoon to you, sir. He'll be observing the Cowboys and Rams joint practice, which will be underway in just a couple of hours. You have Woolchuck and Chiafalo in the house. Lucius Alexander's back home at 75 and Fitzhugh, keeping the Gators down best he can. Ruben Portillo, remote engineering, as we're here with you for the next 5 hours, guys. And how the heck are you doing this afternoon?
Couldn't be more excited for a Cowboys practice today, really. I mean, we are so spoiled. We got Brian there, boots on the ground, Cowboys and Rams, but we're also here in the glorious, glorious place of this Hurtado Barbecue in Mansfield.
Oh, this is gorgeous. This is fantastic. The deliciousness knows no bounds here, man. I mean, that El Jefe plate, are you kidding me?
It's got everything you could ever dream of.
Yes, yeah. And we are just pre-gaming for Saturday's extravaganza at Hurtado Arlington, the original bad boy for Fan Bowl, Saturday 1-7. It's going down in a big way. This barbecue's off the chain. Cannot wait to see you today. Cannot wait to see you Saturday. It's an awesome sports day. I can't even get over the fact that we have a Rams joint practice right now with boots on the freaking ground.
Yeah, baby.
Broaddus giving us the goods. We got USA Basketball, Joker. And a big day on the track when it comes to the Olympics. So
stacking
this is a
dubs.
Sweet spot, dude. Yes, we are.
Yes, this is the place to be. Now we have Hurtado in Arlington, Mansfield, the Fort Worth location. There's plans to bring Hurtado to Dallas. And if you have not experienced the greatness of this Tex-Mex barbecue, you could make it here. You could join us Saturday. But, you know, just get that job done real quick, and you're going to have yourself a new favorite barbecue restaurant.
Absolutely.
All we can do is highly recommend it.
Highly recommend it, like my friends over at Highly Mazda as well. I will also
I like this.
Oh. Yeah, that, man, I think you should just double dip, because if you come out to the Hurtado in Mansfield today, you're going to be craving it, so you'll be able to get it again on Saturday for Fan Bowl. So you might as well just go ahead. And we got Bobby Belt out here who's partnering as well. Already have a bunch of Tolos that are here. And it's a gorgeous indoor location. AC is pumping. The staff's incredible. And we got these Stella Artois G-Bag Nation glasses. So we've still got a few of those ready to go.
Okay, Brian, what are you hoping to see this afternoon? What as this joint practice gets underway, might be the best opportunity to evaluate. What are you looking for?
Gentlemen, it's good to see all y'all there at the barbecue place. I do have my card already laminated. I've got the Rams roster on one side. I've got the Cowboys roster on the other. We're going to see 16 periods today of practice. And then they're going to do some short yardage stuff. We're going to get some goal line stuff. We're going to get some red zone stuff. We're going to get move the ball period. And we're going to get the two special teams periods, which will deal with the kickoff return and the kickoff, and then the punt and punt return. So we'll see. There'll be two fields working, and I plan to just to kind of work my way through both of those fields today, get as many notes as I can, and then come back in the final hour and really chop this thing up for all the Tolos and people that are listening for us.
Who has the toughest matchup on the offensive line, specifically, you know, Tyler Guyton? As you look at the roster, now that Aaron Donald is gone, there wasn't anybody that really struck fear into me when I was looking for pass rushers or a right defensive end or anything like that.
Yeah, the gentleman across from me right there, Zach Wolchek, will tell you a little bit about Jared Verse from Florida State as a pass rusher. Now, I talked to some people in the organization this morning walking over, though, 50-50 on Guyton practicing today. We're not going to have any digs, no digs practicing today, but 50-50 on Guyton. We'll see how that thing will roll. But, yeah, they've got with Braden Fisk. They play a 3-4 or an odd front, so you're going to see their two top draft picks with Fisk and then with Verse, both these young men from Florida State. So excited about seeing some of those guys, because when you watch them play at Florida State,
yeah,
one was super powerful, one was super quick, and they will they'll tax some of these Cowboy offensive linemen today with their ability.
Well, Chuck Chiafalo, what are you guys looking forward to seeing?
Well, Brian nailed it there. That was a matchup I was excited for. Guyton versus Verse. Now, Verse was one of the best all-around defensive ends, period, in this draft class. I mean, he's a high-motor player. I thought he could set up tackles with multiple different ways to win. And then Fisk inside, that's going to be a good test. Now, granted, look, you don't have Aaron Donald anymore, and it is a rookie. But Fisk is a guy that constantly would play in the opponent's backfield there at Florida State. I mean, he's a guy that can ruin your day. So when it comes to Brock Hoffman,
Cooper Beebe, these centers,
as they rotate in, how are they able to hand a big body that also is able to move and get upfield with some pass rush moves in Braden Fisk? So I think the thing for me is, really, how's the running game look?
Yes.
I think that's still my biggest question offensively.
For sure.
Is are they able to block up front and be able to create any running lanes?
Yeah, I think that's going to be one of the biggest things as well. And then on the other side, it's really, can you stop the run? You know, like how do the trenches look? That's really the biggest question going into the season. Can you run? Can you stop it? So getting a glimpse at that today will be, I think, extremely fruitful. And then which one of these young sort of wide receiver dudes steps up in a moment that now we've raised the stakes a little bit? Who's going to rise to the occasion here? And do we keep seeing Cropper showing up in a big way? Hopefully Tolbert's making some big plays, because that's a guy you want to depend on a little bit.
How much Dak do we get today?
Yeah, the Rams are really, real quick, Gavin. The Rams are really banged up in their offensive line. They're down a couple of starters. So I'll be like I say, keeping an eye on that group of, as far as you mentioned, the trench stuff like that. But, man, it'll be a little bit of a test on that defensive side of the ball. Excuse me, for the Dallas offense, a little bit of a test dealing with the front seven. Because, again, I'll throw another guy out there too, as well as Byron Young, who is a really good pass rusher as an outside linebacker. So they've got some guys that will test. But the Ram offensive line is a little bit banged up in this coming into this scrimmage.
We will have Mike McCarthy answering more questions about that in his daily press conference coming up at 3 o'clock right here on your home of the champs. Do you expect this to be the best opportunity to evaluate Dak and the starting offense, of course, with CeeDee Lamb being out? How potent could they be?
Yeah, this will be the best chance, because I don't think we're going to get any major starters. I mean, I think maybe a couple will play on Sunday when we go down to SoFi for that one. But today, I think that this is a good way for us to see with Dak and some of the starters, as we mentioned, because you can control the practice here. You can control the quarterbacks getting hit or not getting hit. And that's going to be, you know, for you just want to be able to manage that the best you can. The big thing is trying to get out of this thing without anybody getting, you know, seriously hurt or anything like that. You're probably going to get some guys, you know, it'll be a physical practice, because the way I saw it set up, they're going to try and get a lot done in a couple of hours.
Yeah, I'm also excited to see, like, we've seen the amount of disguise pre-snap and stuff to confuse the offense with what Zimmer's able to do defensively. And I wonder how many plays get blown dead because you got a free blitzer coming in and we're not hitting quarterbacks, of course, in a situation like this. Like, are you going to be confusing Matthew Stafford at the line of scrimmage with some protections, and McVay and the way they run that offense? Are you going to have some plays that get blown dead because Zimmer just out-schemed the hell out of you?
Okay, we are going to have USA men's basketball here in underway in any minute now on the main Olympics. And Embiid versus Jokic could be a big factor in this game. The USA 2-0 in recent games against Serbia. For me, this thing is like, I don't know if it's nostalgic or if it's memories from childhood or whatever, but the Dream Team in 1992 like forged me into the sports fan that I am today. You know, when that thing went from amateurs to professionals, we had, you know, we're smack dab at the start of the Jordan era. He's like, what, two championships in? I had just watched the hometown Trailblazers go to the finals, so I was like super charged up to be a massive basketball fan, you know. And it was in the NBA's era when it rivaled like the NFL in popularity, and then that thing hits in freaking 1992. And for me, I don't think anything will ever like change the fact that it's a massive, massive sports event, you know. And when you're going for the gold medal, it's like probably the thing that we do the best as a country, other than tackle football, but nobody even tries to compete against us.
Right.
This is the thing that we still really dominate and do it with style.
Yes.
You know, and losing would be devastating.
Right, right. So it's like the one place in my sports fanhood where I walk into every situation expecting to win.
Uh-huh.
You know, we're like, oh my gosh, if we don't win at all, I'm going to be absolutely kicking myself here. And it is just so fun if you're an NBA fan to watch some of the best players at any given time. Like that Dream Team for you was kind of the 2008 team.
There you go.
For me.
Okay.
Where it's like, oh my gosh, I'm watching Kobe and LeBron and all these dudes together here, and you're like, oh my gosh, you're just wrecking shop running through this whole
yes.
tournament. Like, it's so fun to watch for me. And you only get it once every 4 years. So like, they keep you desiring. It's like, oh, this was every summer. You might be like punning on it from time to time, but every 4 years, dude, I get super pumped for this.
And it's been fairly clean so far. I don't think Serbia has the firepower or the teamwork. I think there are a couple of teams in Europe that could make it a very interesting final, but this afternoon I'm expecting maybe a 15-20 point victory here for Team USA. And I feel like maybe the program has established a consistency now at the height of its powers, taking this seriously, coming together on a regular basis, good leadership at the top. I think it's become a machine and sort of you know, redeemed itself after its struggles of the mid-2000s in a massive way.
Sure. I mean, look, watching the Redeemed Team doc on Netflix was outstanding. I mean, it really kind of gave you the perspective of just how embarrassing it was to lose in Greece in 2004. And then they're like, yeah, we need to come back.
Can't let it happen again.
I mean, the Kobe Pau Gasol story is legendary with them taking on Spain. I guess it was really, like, growing up, I would assume the U.S. team is going to win in the Olympics for basketball. So I didn't get, like, super geeked to watch them because they were just defeating the crap at everybody. 2008 was interesting because 2004, obviously, what happened there. But
well,
otherwise,
Spain was so good.
Spain was good. And, and they're definitely – and then we had, I think it was Manu Ginobili. Was it Argentina?
Yeah, it was a good team, too.
They were a good team as well. So there were
Luis
a couple
Scola.
Of teams that made it in France with Tony Parker that made it fun. But I would just pencil in, like, okay, the United States should win gold in that event. But Serbia, they had an epic comeback with Jokic to come back and beat France. So who knows? I mean, if there's one guy that's a neutralizer, it's him.
Yes.
And Embiid hasn't been very, very good for the U.S. Hey. During this tournament. Hopefully Anthony Davis can hold it down. But, yeah, I would expect this is probably going to be, what, Spain and the USA?
Well, I mean, I think you're talking about going toe-to-toe with Wemby.
Oh, did France win?
France,
yeah.
France
yeah,
and Germany,
get,
yeah.
That's what's exciting.
Spoiler alert for those that didn't want to know that information. I know that. I think that's a thing we got to do. We get some texts coming in. People want to go home and watch their Mike Tirico late night, so they get upset if we let them know what the results were, which I understand. So spoiler alert there.
So we're up and running here. We got a score now. 25-18 Serbia with 3:30 to go in the first quarter.
Look at that.
A little nervous here?
Look at that. No nerves. I play with nothing but confidence when watching this team. That's what's so fun. It's like no matter what, you just know your guys. Like for me, like since 2008, this has been my life as a Team USA basketball fan. You will have some scares and some moments, but all of a sudden the switch flips and they get after you. So you're down 6 right now. They win by 6 easy.
Do you think this team maintains its dominance for another 3 Olympic cycles? How long can we keep up considering what you see with obviously Wembanyama and Giannis and Jokic? Like, they're building superstars
now.
They just don't
have our guy Lively might be on one of these teams one day.
Yeah, maybe Lively ends up being.
Who would he be on?
Lively would probably be on the U.S.
Okay. I thought he was talking about being on.
He's going to be their best big. I mean, I think Lively's going to end up being the second best big in basketball behind Wemby.
Broadus scared me as we were talking about like how tough these opponents are now with the way they're built and all these foreign players. You said Lively, and I'm thinking, is he about to be on one of these teams too? Are we going to have to be versing him? No, it'd be great to have Derek Lively. And anytime you have a Maverick, like somebody from your own team, that makes it even cooler. But it is a fair question because it's gotten so much harder. When you talk about the Dream Team, we had that stat a few months ago where it's like the Dream Team ran through like a total of 5 NBA players on their road to the gold that year. And now you're talking about Team USA having to run through like 30 plus or 40 plus NBA players on their road to the gold. And so that's only 40 turns into 50 and 60. And now when you get a guy like Wemby and the way these French guys keep cooking it up, my gosh, that's going to be a rivalry.
A lot of good French players right now. Yeah, the original Dream Team didn't even play against like international squads that had figured out how to gather a bunch of tall athletic people.
Wasn't like Kukoc? Wasn't he the best guy that they played against?
Probably.
Did he make a name for himself there? That's why he ended up making it to the NBA?
Yeah, I mean, 88, there were some Russian players and then and, you know, back into the 70s as well that were quite good, but they never even, you know, came over to the NBA before Sabonis did. All righty, it's 25-22 and a half to play. It is the G-Bag Nation. G-Bag, the day's coming up at 2:30. When we return, though, I think Chief's going to deliver some more Olympic stuff. We'll keep our eye on this basketball game as we, what are we looking at, some pure gold?
Yeah, pure gold Olympic segment of the day, a big day on the track. We got proposals. We got OnlyFans Canadian victorious winners celebrating in a very OnlyFans way. We have steeplechase falls. We got the whole nine, man.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's next in the nation.
Welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation. We're live at Hurtado in Mansfield. We'll be at Hurtado Arlington on Saturday for Fan Bowl. And we'd love to fellowship with you. Today we have the G-Bag Nation Stella Artois glasses as a gift for you if you want to come hang out, grab something to eat, maybe watch the game with us, USA and Serbia. It is currently 31-23 Serbia into the first quarter. Segment here brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact Franklin Frankel for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. Here's Eric.
So I believe if you put Texas on the medal count, it would rank sixth in the Olympic medals. Welcome to your Pure Gold, as always, Olympic segment of the day, live from Hurtado in Mansfield. It is the G-Bag Nation. Yeah, that would be ahead of South Korea, Japan, and Italy.
That's pretty amazing.
Pretty dang amazing as the state right there. So
big flexing.
Yeah, it's a pretty good flex. Pretty good flex. We're getting it done. I'm still riding extreme confidence right now in Team USA basketball as they are trailing after quarter number one. They start cranking up that defense. All of a sudden,
LeBron will find a way to will them to victory.
They will will themselves to victory for sure. How about this for a stat of the day? We have Wilson High School in Long Beach, California, has had an athlete at every Olympic Games over the last 72 years.
Dang. What? Is that a private or public school? Do we know?
Long Beach in the house.
It's probably a private school. It's probably like an IMG Academy.
My guess, Long Beach?
I mean, you think they've been doing IMG Academies for the last 72 years? I don't know. That's just like an ignorant question
again,
on my end. It is called Wilson High School, Long Beach, California, alleging that they have had an athlete at every Olympic Games over the last 72 years. My gosh, what is in the water over there? I guess just nothing but athleticism, man.
It's a public school.
Yeah, public school.
Woodrow
yeah.
Wilson High School, Long Beach.
Just public domination is what that is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we had Noah Lyles. This is wild.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, that's a good point. Let's go ahead and get that out of the way right now. Turn it down for a second if you don't want to know what happened to Noah Lyles in the 200 meter. Now, he wins the 100 meter. He's gold. He gets to the microphone. I'm winning the 200 meter. Nobody else is going to win. Guarantee it. Book it. All right. Noah Lyles, though, ends up coming in third. He wins the bronze in the 200 meter. Hmm. He was wearing a medical mask before the race, checked on by medical staff afterwards. He was seen, like, laying down and just looking completely dejected and exhausted after the race. U.S. Track and Field has confirmed he tested positive for COVID 2 days ago.
It's amazing how far we've come with COVID. Like,
bad timing,
right?
Wow.
Yeah, that's horrible timing, though, dude. Maybe, I don't know. I know it was. It's been spreading in North Texas, so, you know, I don't know if it was been a factor there, but maybe a little too much socializing in the Olympic Village?
That's what
I would look at.
That could be.
I mean, I am maybe the least social person that any of you have ever met, okay? Not only have I not gotten COVID, I haven't gotten any other illnesses for like 4 years.
You know?
That socializing will get you.
That's true. You start mixing it up out there at the parties.
And we know about your commitment to abstinence as well in this time.
Yeah.
So I don't know that Noah Lyles is taking that same commitment in the Olympic Village. So, yeah, I think all theories are fair at this point. But he's in a bout with COVID. Is that even more impressive? What's more impressive, no COVID getting gold or COVID, I got bronze? I mean, you might be able to spin this into a positive.
I think the bronze COVID might be good. I put a little asterisk on the trophy for him.
Yeah,
I
PR mean, team saying,
still medals?
Hey, come on now.
That's a COVID bronze right there, sir.
Yeah. And he got his gold in the 100? Yeah, it's a COVID bronze.
In the 200 is best event?
It is. I think this was the first time he went in the 100. So it's a big disappointment for him.
We're just trying to put a PR positive spin on this one here, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We're not necessarily saying we're believing what we're saying.
Go
here.
Ahead and call him out, Brian. Go ahead.
I was just asking the question here because I know he puts a lot into the 200.
Well,
so,
he was
COVID wearing... had to do something with it. Absolutely, it had to do something with this.
If he even had it, I don't know.
You think he might be cranking up the old excuse machine?
I mean,
here?
I feel like there's a way that we can verify it, right? Like, if he did
positive, we can fudge a
we'll
test.
See the positive test.
Come on, you fudged a test.
But they
before.
Let him compete with the
not
COVID,
a test
though, right?
Over here, just a cheater.
That's right.
I just so cheated.
They let him
of
compete
teammates.
With COVID. That's what they did, right?
They did.
Well, we've
yes.
come a long way.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
At Tokyo, they'd have sent him home. Or something. I mean, it was crazy that what they were doing at that Olympics.
Well, and no other buddy, no one else in the American track room like has it. I mean, they're all together hanging out. You know, you'd think that would maybe spread.
Yeah, that's
I
true.
I think he married to or he dates a Jamaican athlete there.
Not sure about that one.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
I think
wow.
I'm
seeing LeBron with a bit of a Band-Aid over his left eye.
He had that. He had that already. He had that already.
He's channeling. He's going to channel that. Like, remember when he went with the Dark Knight mask, and he just became an even more souped up version of himself. Maybe this Band-Aid's going to do the same thing as Serbia.
Dude banks one in,
hits a three off the glass. Not sure that he called it, but now Serbia's up 12 on Team USA basketball. I do think. Okay, what about this? Noah Lyles.
You worried yet?
No, I'm not worried yet, Broadus.
I'm worried.
I was worried in an 8-point game.
No. I'm good here. I do think, though, if Noah Lyles, he was wearing the mask before and after the race. Had he wore it during the race and still got the bronze, I think that adds to the historical lore of what he just accomplished here. COVID, wow. Bronze, pretty dang impressive. Okay, so now a couple of things from just around the Olympics here. Did you guys see the absolutely nasty steeplechase fall yesterday that KO'd a dude? Yeah. Holy smokes, man. Like,
reminded me in the parking lot at Avis.
Yeah, if you would have been knocked out cold there, Broadus.
I mean, I was close.
With your dentures 10 feet from your bloody forehead. My gosh, that would have been ridiculous. No, you popped up pretty impressively, dude. I'm not going to lie.
You did. I could tell you were a little bit shaken.
Yes. We're down 14,
I was shaking.
Boys. Timeout.
Yeah.
Wow.
But you handled it well, like a champion.
Scruffy Joker, who's only been thinking about his horses all summer long, is trying to steal a gold out from the fingertips of LeBron James.
He wants to go home. It's the South Park episode, and they won't let him go home.
No, they're worse than us.
Come on, Captain LaMerica. It's time to get it going. Yeah. We have the steeplechase also included a female steeplechaser. After winning, she's a French athlete. She broke the European steeplechase record. She finished fourth in the final. And as soon as she finished, she ran right up to the crowd where her boyfriend was, and she proposed to him.
Nice.
She just, what an alpha.
Also you, Frenchie.
I mean, my gosh, yes. And then they performed a pretty incredible French kiss between two French kissing professionals there.
Yeah.
It was cinematic. It was fantastic. But, I don't know. I don't know if that's part of their culture. Like, how many cultures have the woman getting down on one knee? Or is this just her sort of going rogue saying, hey, I'm the Olympian here. I'm the badass. I'm the alpha. I will tell you when it's time for you to marry me.
Right? I think you just answered all your questions. Yes.
You think, okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I think
you
that's
just,
what it was.
You just answered every one of your questions, yes.
Because is there, okay, 8-7.
I don't think there is a culture that does that way.
Nope.
No, I don't think so either.
I'm just aware of. To tee up the toes. If anybody knows a particular culture out there where it's commonplace for the female to get down on one knee and propose, please let me know, because that took place yesterday with a French steeplechaser.
But it's usually just that type A gal. You know?
Yeah.
She's super dominant. Every now and then
Didn't Topanga propose to Corey in Boy Meets World? I think that was the first that I saw of it.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Full alpha dog.
Yeah, that's true. Topanga, but
a lot of listeners know what I'm talking about. Boy Meets World, pretty damn popular for us in the 90s.
Okay.
Topanga, she can do whatever she wants.
She sure can.
Speaking of alpha chicks, apparently there's a Canadian pole vaulter, female, Ashley Newman. She's an OnlyFans star, but she's also a pole vault star.
All right, what's the review, Brian?
I'll give you a quick one. Hang on.
Very familiar with her work. She, after she got her first ever Olympic medal, she just started twerking right there. And I think they were trying to cut to break. Like, what are we doing here? We were not expecting our OnlyFans athletes start OnlyFansing on our screen. Save that for your stream, okay? We're not collecting any change on this.
Jump on the Cam Soda stream with the pole vaulter.
Yeah,
Come on.
Go Cam Soda with that one there, Ashley Newman, or Alicia Newman, excuse me. But, yeah, so we got OnlyFans representing in Paris right now, courtesy of the Olympics. There it is.
It's good advertising right there.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chief.
It is.
Pure gold, as always, Olympic segment with it's still a 14-point game here with about 7 minutes to go in the first half. It's time to go into the Pimp Cup where Lucius is your G-Bag of the day.
Yeah, so I've probably seen the ladies' proposal to the men's maybe go viral twice a year.
Oh, really?
I say about twice a year I see the lady get it down on one knee.
All right.
I admire it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She knows what she wants. She knows what she wants out of life.
Mm-hmm.
I would be flattered if some girl got on one knee and said, you know what, Lucius, you're the one for me. My God. You put the moon up there, honey. I would love it. Yeah, I've seen that maybe like twice a year.
Well,
I'm not against it. All right, let's see here. Our winner, I believe this is day two for Big Jared Big Jared Energy. Jared Sandler calling the walk-off, Josh Smith's walk-off. Mm-hmm. The other day, when the Rangers did beat the Houston Astros.
Yeah. Feels like forever ago now.
Yeah. It does.
Seager hit a game-tying home run in the bottom of the eighth last time up. Garcia at second. 3-2 Astros. Bottom 10. The 3-1. Smith swings. It's a high drive to right. That ball's back. It is out of here. Josh Smith, a walk-off homer, and the Rangers beat the Astros 4-3.
Josh Smith just provided some serious damage.
Wow. Jokic is too much right now, Lucius. How nervous are you? He blocks LeBron, then goes down, splits the defenders, and lays it in for a 16-point Serbian lead and one, dude.
Not concerned yet.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not concerned yet.
Shout out to our Rangers. Yeah. About to hang out at the White House as we speak. Celebrate that championship. Those good memories.
Shout out, Rangers.
You think Biden thinks it's the hockey squad?
He's definitely...
He show up with a jersey and he goes,
is this the cricket team?
What? Wait a minute.
You guys, man.
Yeah.
I thought these were Forest Rangers.
That's not cool.
That's great. That's
so good. All right, let's go to USA Women's Soccer right here. Hey, hold on. I can't live without you. Oh, I got to get that vibe right. Listen. Don't let it go to your head. No, don't let it go to your head.
I'm on one knee.
Don't let it go to your head. Don't get gassed. USA Women's Soccer right here. So Sophia Smith, extra time goal. You guys see that yesterday? I think Dawson reported on it, sir. I believe you reported on that.
Baller.
Yeah, let's go to Telemundo Sports for the call.
Ooh.
Buena pelota.
Ooh, Telemundo.
Swanson tira para Sofía Smith. Cerrar la zaguera Rauch, fantástico pase de Swanson, enorme definición de Sofía Smith.
Well done.
Well done, dude.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Held that for 30 plus seconds easily.
Yeah, bro got some pipes on him. Pause.
He does.
Shout out to Ruben for that one, man. Ruben knows what I like, fam. Let's see what else we got right here for you boys. Oh, yesterday was a church day. Pray you got your blessing. And shout out to the folks that go to church on Thursdays. I used to go to church on Thursdays, that midweek service. We got this grandma right here. She should have kept that prayer personal. I don't know why you get in a prayer circle. Shout out to all my prayer warriors. I don't know why you get in a prayer circle and start putting people's personal business out there.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you, Lord, in Jesus' name, to just stop my son Tori from drinking so much.
Yes, yes.
God, just give him his strength. He's a good man, Lord.
Yes.
He's a good child. God, just help him with his drinking, God. And Lord, yes, I ask you to just let him stay with his family, raise his daughter.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, I ask you to.
Jeez.
Lucius, I get the feeling that the other ladies in the prayer group know that he's a drinker.
I mean, clearly.
Amen. Yes. 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 He drinks too much. Yes. Amen.
But at that age, for grandma, you should be good at just being a little more subtle, you know?
Nah.
Please, Lord, help my son with his personal battle.
Yeah, you know? Personal battle, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they've talked
special
about that
special request.
Prayer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those type of things. Let's see what else we got right here. Shout out to Wool Truck. Sent me this one right here. Your boy, Jameis Winston, giving up some bars for Deshaun Watson. I mean, he was serving that boy up.
I think that's one of the things that a lot of people forget. When you can go out, you can see practice, you can knick-knack this, that, paddywhack, give a dog a bone. Deshaun Watson is going to turn it on. He always going to find a way to shine when the lights come on. Man, I just ran. Wow. Can I leave off that one? I know that one's going to hit.
That's amazing, dude.
That's awesome.
He's just so damn
TV career in the future, you think?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. I can't wait for him to get in the booth.
He should get like the Oprah treatment where he gets his own network, man. Like, what? I don't know, the Winston, whatever, the W. It's got to be
the W.
She has the W? She's already got the W, maybe? Is that what her network is? I don't even remember. Back to you, Lucius.
I think it's O.
Oh.
It's the O. Okay, so the W's still out there.
Not W for Winfrey?
Yeah, that's right. But Dub for Winston, he eats the dubs, you know?
He eats the dubs.
The Dub Network, Jameis Winston featuring Jameis Winston alongside Jameis Winston.
That's weed.
On the Winston Network.
Wow, you read me like a book.
10
Yank
point
the wheel
game.
Back, Lucius. Yank that wheel back.
He's a wild dude.
Embiid with the corner three. What do you say? You ready to vote?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, is it Sands the man here with his game one victory call. USA Women's Soccer, Sophia Smith with the game winner versus Germany. They'll play the final on Saturday. Grandma should have kept the prayer a little more, discreet. Jameis Winston on Deshaun Watson. I'll vote for Sophia Smith there. Wolchuk, what do you say?
I'm going to go for Jameis.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. Lucius?
Oh, boy. Telemundo.
Okay.
Brian. Mm.
Brian.
Jameis.
By a score of 3-2, when your new G-Bag of the Day champion is Jameis Winston's analysis of what Deshaun Watson is still capable of. Serbia scored again. They lead 44-32 now, late first half in the Olympic semifinal men's basketball tournament. Okay, coming up next, Bobby Belt is live here at Hurtado Mansfield. He's going to join us for his top observations about the Cowboys so far 2 weeks into training camp. That's coming up next here in the nation. Jokic is balling. His teammates are hitting shots. It's 51-40 now, though, on a Steph Curry three. He's fired. He's locked in. Just not enough shots are falling so far for Team USA, and they find themselves now down 11 with, just 45 seconds to go here in the first half as we broadcast live from Hurtado in Mansfield. Come get some barbecue, some G-Bag Nation Stella Artois glasses, and some fellowship here with you. Of course, we'll be at the Arlington location coming up on Saturday for Fan Bowl as Bobby Belt from Sean and RJ joins us now here in the nation. How you doing, Bobby?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing outstanding, man. Of course, training camp last week. Let's start there. Overall impressions, expectations for this season and their chances of winning the division.
So I think I've been pretty pessimistic about the Cowboys' chances this offseason. What did you guys do? You guys went through the schedule. What did you guys have, Matt?
9-8.
9-8. Yeah, I think I can't remember. I think I had them 8-9 or 9-8, somewhere around there. And so that it looks like a 500 football team to me. We got out to Oxnard. I thought it still looked a lot like a 500 football team to me. Now, a lot of that is also there's no CeeDee Lamb. That's going to be a big dynamic part of what they do. You don't know what they're doing at left tackle yet. You don't know what you have in your center. A lot of the Mike Zimmer changes we're not going to see until we get into real game time. So those are all questions and variables that you can't account for and have to say they could be just as good as they were last year once all that clicks into place. But as it stands right now, it looks to me like a pretty average football team.
Is it the offense that has you most worried? I mean, I feel like I came out of there a little bit more optimistic with what we saw with the pass catchers that were not CeeDee Lamb. Like, hey, okay, these guys are – like, Tolbert looks like he might be able to hang a little bit now. You know, you got something in Turpin. Maybe it's a Cropper or Brooks or whatever. But those guys kind of showed out. And then, like, the glimpses we saw of Tyler Guyton versus Micah was like, looks like you may have a day one capable left tackle here in Guyton.
Yeah, I mean, Guyton – like, I do feel like Guyton will be a Pro Bowl-type player eventually over the course of his career. I don't know if that time's going to be now. I mean, he's still a young player. There's still a lot that – he's coming around on. I mean, Mike Solari has given feedback that says this is a guy who's still learning a lot what he needs to do and what his responsibilities are. But to me, there's no depth on the defensive side of the ball. I mean, their corners, they got some decent corners, so they've got depth there. But they could get challenged really easily if they lose anybody on defense. That defensive line
agreed
has
on that.
Nothing.
Yeah. D-line is bad.
D-line has no depth right now. The linebackers are a question. Safety, same sort of thing. So defensive depth is a concern for me, and it's just I don't know that it's going to be any better offensively than it was last year. You don't have any sort of threat in the run game right now. There's nothing to keep anybody honest. I mean, obviously, you hope Jake Ferguson continues to progress, but a lot of it's also going to be on, like, how quickly does that offensive line cohesion come into place?
It's Bobby Belt here with you from Sean and RJ. You hear him 6 to 10 weekday mornings, plus on the Love of the Star podcast with Broadus. Now, speaking of Broadus, he's been saying for months, highly possible, you know, that Dak doesn't get another contract done. Where are you with that storyline currently?
I mean, I would probably – I think Brian and I probably view it similarly right now, which is I would lean – I don't know. You keep going back and forth, and every day where you hear them talk about it or you hear Dak talk about it, you kind of shift a little bit. But, I mean, if I was guessing on it right now, I'd probably lean 55-45 is somewhere else next year. Because there's too much here that it feels like the groundwork was already laid. You should have been able to figure out a lot of the issues that were there, you know, from the last time. And Steven had said, I think it was to Pat Doney, he'd given an interview to him 2 years ago where he said, What's one of the things you maybe regret over your time here? And it's like, biggest thing that comes to mind is we probably would have taken care of Dak earlier. Probably would have paid him earlier. Yeah. Well, if that was your biggest regret, and 2 years later, you're kind of dragging your feet a little bit or whatever else, and that's their prerogative to say they don't want him back potentially or they want something that's better. If that's the case, fine, say it. But I think that both sides have some fatigue of each other, and I think especially it really exists right now with Dak.
Yeah.
I think Dak has... The you know, it's like never meet your heroes. Dak met his heroes. Dak met his childhood team, the Dallas Cowboys. And I think that over the course of time, you go, all right, this is really a business. And I think he's more business-minded and business-oriented than he's ever been in his career.
Now, yeah. Your guy Sean will stir things up. He was tweeting about how Dak liked to post, you know, asking, what do you do when your environment doesn't recognize you?
Yeah, I mean, look, he...
Is that just leadership talk, or is he hitting towards...
I would think so. Like, I mean,
feeling
appreciated. Like when we hear Dak talk, like, I mean, I it doesn't surprise me at all that Dak would follow Instagram pages like Success Minute and Andrew Huberman and all these, like, mental edge things and motivational things. So
yeah.
I don't know totally if that's what it means, but obviously, like, I mean, given the context of everything else, it doesn't look great. It's, you know, it's just something that... on its own probably doesn't look like anything, but given the context of everything else that's there, it at least makes you think about it enough so that it got Sean to work, you know, during his paternity leave to actually take a screenshot, to post that. I mean, that's a lot for those little hands.
He's setting the tone. He is. I do want to pick your brain on the Dak side of this because I'm obviously one that the Cowboys do wait to the last minute, it seems like, to do all of these deals.
Mm-hmm.
But in this scenario, I do think Dak and his camp also have no reason to want to get a deal done right now. I think if you wait, the money just seems to keep going up and up and up. And if you're a free agent, then you can really just decide where you want to go and play. So from Dak Prescott's side of things, I mean, I guess the rebuttal is there's so much of a benefit to being the Cowboys quarterback. But is all that stuff really something that you think for Dak? And I know you're not talking with him about
sure.
this, but he would really weigh over, hey, I can go get $70 million to go play in Vegas or wherever the hell it might be.
I mean, I guess before I totally like dive in, I guess I'd ask you, what do you think the benefits of being the Cowboys quarterback are?
I think really it's just the endorsement opportunities. Mm-hmm. Are those going to follow with you to wherever you go? And then two, we've seen, right? Tony Romo and Troy Aikman are both in the booth right now. Now, maybe Dak ends up having all those opportunities regardless. He was the Cowboy quarterback for 10 decades.
Right.
But there is something where it's like, okay, you wear the star on your helmet, but it's also the most scrutinized position in all of sports, and maybe he's sick of dealing with
that. Yeah, I think there's, you know, back when Cliff Lee was a free agent with the Rangers, there was the report that he thought Chuck Greenberg and the Rangers were putting way too much emphasis on the idea of look what you save and no state taxes, that they were too hyper focused on something that when he broke it down, he's like, that's not the value you think it is. I think from Dak's side, he might think that's not the value you think it is. You can throw that out here in these negotiations, but that's not what you think. Think of one of the biggest advertising campaigns that's existed for an NFL player in the last decade. It's Discount Double Check. It's Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay, Wisconsin, in the smallest market in the NFL. And so I think that there's a little bit of an argument to be made that says if you are a star quarterback, that transcends any market that you're in. You are a national product regardless of where you play and what you do. And so I think a lot of that would follow him regardless. And look, there may not be an interest in terms of you have to get it done right now. But I think if the Cowboys said, here's 62 a year, for instance, or whatever number they're looking for on guarantees or whatever it would be, he would say yes. So I think for him, it's not that there's no reason to get a deal done right now. It's for him, he's thinking there's no reason to settle right now. There's no reason to come over to their side or meet them in a middle ground. I can get what I want.
He's a squeaky clean guy, too, with advertisers.
Mm-hmm.
He's now, you know, the family guy and all that stuff like that, not going to be the off-the-field problems, things like that. You don't have to worry about advertisers. You know, they won't have to worry about him,
right?
You know, wherever he goes. But it might mean a little more, though, that he is the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. I think there's some legitimate thought about that, you know, and maybe he takes his side hustle money and takes care of his family that way. You know, maybe he doesn't have to touch any of his football money to make sure that his family, his dad, his brothers, anybody else gets taken care of, you know. So that, yeah, you know, that might be important to him.
No, that's an argument that you can make when you look at it from that angle and say, here are these other arguments. I just look at it and I say, the Dallas Cowboys brand is more important to somebody like Jalen Smith, who when Jalen Smith wants to get his clear eye view lenses and everything else out there, like that's where the brand really matters. And when you're taking a deal, you go, all right, I'll take a little less because this brand matters to me, or this brand matters to this player, that player. I just look at it and I go, oh, the history has told us quarterbacks generally get what they want. I don't know how much. Maybe Dak wants to go in and do a broadcasting career. Maybe he wants to take Romo's job a second time. That's totally possible. but I think that what he wants to do is probably, just from a lot of what we've heard him say, I could see him just saying he wants to go away when he's done. He wants
I think you're right, Bobby. I do. I'm trying not to speak for him, but, you know, I think we'd all get tired of waking up every morning and watching ESPN lead a story about me. You know, yeah, and not always in a positive way, you know. So the scrutiny here is so much different than maybe some other teams. And, you know, Dak's a very strong guy, but I, you know, waking up every morning and having to hear the criticisms, I don't think is always a great thing.
I don't want to read too much into things or whatever else. Go take a look back. Just go to YouTube and look up the press conference that Dak did in the locker room after the first game, the last preseason game last year, where they had traded for Trey Lance. And it was first time in front of the media after they traded for Trey Lance. And he's fine. I don't think the Trey Lance thing bugged him, really. I think he was bugged that this is our time to say goodbye to Will Greer, and you guys are standing me up here to talk in front of the locker after we just said goodbye to somebody. I think that bugged him more than trading for Trey Lance. But there's a moment there where he got asked about something, and he's so stone-faced and such a politician, like the way Cheech had asked him about the answers he gives. And he got asked something about, you know, the way things are communicated in Dallas or something like that. And he just gives this shudder and shakes where then it's like you see him catch himself. Like he's like, nope, come on, get it together again. That I think that it's such a quick clip and it's such a small out of context thing. But I think that ultimately it's also a reflection of he's got some fatigue. Like it's a little bit like, okay, I've been the Dallas Cowboys quarterback for a little bit. I don't know that I want to be the quarterback of America's team anymore. I don't know that I like everything that comes with this and all the shouldering that comes with this. It definitely will be a career maker if you win a Super Bowl here.
Sure.
It's just you look at all the other stuff along the periphery and you say, well, what all is that going to take?
If he wants to win a Super Bowl, he better go to a different organization. Don't know how you feel about that.
I don't know.
Who's going to be the coach of this team next year?
Oh, man. that's one where Belichick would make sense.
Ben Johnson.
I mean, obviously. Ben Johnson, maybe. I don't know.
I would love that. I don't think the Cowboys would hire Ben Johnson.
I just don't know that they're kind of in their Dirk era. Like Cuban got in the last couple of years of Dirk, where it's like he was doing anything to hold it together, and it's just there was never a desire to see the reset. And so a Belichick, I think it would have to be somebody with experience. Belichick, maybe Zimmer, maybe they'd say, all right, Zim, you did a good enough job, bring you up here. But I think it'd have to be one of those type of guys.
Great stuff. You're killing it with Sean and RJ, 6 to 10 weekday mornings here on The Fan. Thanks, Bobby.
I love you all.
We're live at Hurtado in Mansfield. Come by for some delicious barbecue, or we'll see you Saturday at Hurtado in Arlington for Fan Bowl excitement and fun. 1 hour down, 4 to go. Off night for the Rangers before they take on the Yankees. And we're back with the Mike McCarthy press conference here on your home of the Cowboys.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.